have in the parasha, in the beginning, Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, roshechem, shivtechem, ziknechem, v'shoitrechem, kol yish Yisrael, tapchem, unosheichem, v'gircha, asher bekerv machanecha, mechoite v'itzecha, ad shev meimecha, lo avricha bivris Hashem Elokeichu v'alosai. That we're going into a bris. Lo avricha bivris Hashem Elokeichu. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh right away says, why are we going into a bris? We just went in the bris. Right in the end of Kisavai, it says, Eila divrei abris. So why, where are we going now? And he says, is the pshat that we're, this is like a hemshech from Kisavai, we're still the same bris, so then write the Eila divrei abris after Nitzavim. Why do you write Eila divrei abris? And Zok the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the bris in Kisavai is a bris for every yachid v'yachid that he has to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. And the bris in Nitzavim is a taka, a new bris, is another bris, which is the bris of Arvus. That every yid is orev for the other yid, that yishtadel to make sure that his friend shouldn't be over on the other mitzvahs. V'yunispasim zebaot zen, that they could chalil get punished for one another's chatoim. And how do we know this? Because the ha'ed bazeh ha'neman, what's the proof that this is the right pshat? Ma she gomer oimer, what it says at the end of the psukim right before Sheni, ha'nistorus la'shem elukenu v'anigloys lanu l'vonenu ad oilam, and Rashi brings the Gemara on that, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that there is a arvus, that all the niglois, anything that another yid does that is begolui, that we can see, the other yid will get punished for what the other yid did, and that's what the whole thing in Nitzavim is all about, that there's going to be pen yesh bachem, there might be a ish or a isha, there might be one person that his heart is turning away from Hashem and he's going to do avodah zara, and then chalila, the whole churban, that the whole Beis HaMikdash and the whole Yerushalayim and the whole Eretz Yisrael is chorev on account of what he did, because it's arvus, everyone else also is arev. So basically, I'm just mentioning this as hakdama, that this parsha is the parsha of Arvus. This is what we're learning here. Hanistaris and the Niglois, that the Nistaris, we don't have Arvus. For the Niglois, we do have Arvus. And that's the bris that is mentioned here in Nitzav. Now, one of the pratim of Arvus is going to be about being Moitzi, your friend. So let's get the background. We have we'll start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, famous Mishnah, that a cheresh shoyte v'katan einoy moitzi es harab midei chavasim. Right? If you have a cheresh shoyte v'katan, he cannot lay the megillah for you or blow the shofar. Ze haklal kol ha-mechuyev b'davar moitzi es harab midei chavasim. Only somebody who's mechuyev himself can be moitzi others. V'sheinu mechuyev b'davar. If you yourself are not mechuyev, einoy moitzi es harab midei chavasim. Now this mishnah is quoted in the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara carries it a step further. The Gemara says, a question, Ravina had a question. Is a woman chayiv to bench, according to the Torah? Is a woman chayiv in benching midoraisa? I mean, midorabanan, definitely she has to bench. Is she chayiv to bench midoraisa? What's the issue? Because you say in benching about the eretz, you know, we say, al ha'aretz ha'toyva asher in chaltol, you know, what we say in Noden. And a woman didn't get a piece of Eretz Yisrael, so perhaps she's not chayv to bench midoraisa. So the Gemara says, lemay nafkamina, what's the difference? She has to bench either way. What's the difference to you if she has to bench according to the Torah or she has to bench according to the Rabban? So the Gemara says, the difference is because of the Mishnah. Eino mechuyev badavar, if you're not mechuyev badavar, eino moitzi es harab yudei chavasin, you wouldn't be able to be moitzi others. So, if the woman is chayiv according to the Torah, so she's a mechuyev b'davar, so she can moitzi a man with benching. If the woman is only chayiv midrabanan in benching, then the halacha is that she would not be able to be moitzi a man because on the deraisa level she's a einoy mechuyev b'davar. So here the Gemara went a step further. The Gemara said that if one person would be chayiv in something midrabanan, whereas the other person would be chayiv midoraisa, that would be considered an eino mechuyev b'davar, and you wouldn't be able to be moitzi the other person. Now, on that Gemara, there's a rush. And the Rosh has a kasha. He says, we have a Gemara coming up 28 dafim later, on Mem Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, what is halacha if a man ate one kazayis of bread? A kazayis of bread has to bench midurabban. And the other person ate a whole meal, ve'ochalta v'savata, he's actually full. So he is chayav to bench midaraisa. Can the one with the lesser, with the derabbanan chiyuv, maitzi, the one that ate the full meal of bread? Says the Gemara, definitely, it's fine, he can maitzi. In fact, the Rosh, what is the difference between the two Gemaras? If the one who is chayav because he ate a kazayis derabbanan can maitzi, the one who ate a full meal deraisa, so the woman who's chayav derabbanan should also be able to maitzi the one who's deraisa. And for the Rosh, Zok the Rosh, I'll tell you the Pshat. The Pshat is there are two ways to become chayiv in benching it according to the Torah. One is eating a full meal. The other is kol Yisrael arevin zelazet. Since my friend ate a full meal, so I'm also chayiv to bench. Because Zok the Rosh, part of Arvus is to be matzel es chaver min ha'avein, and part of Arvus is also to make sure that your friend does the mitzvah. So the fact that I'm already in my friend's chiv of benching makes me that I'm also chayv to bench, be the raisa. So the pshara and daf mem ches, why is it that I can bench for my friend? I only ate a kazayis. So the Rosh, lo oilam, the emes is that if I ate nothing, I can bench for my friend. You don't need a kazayis either. Because since my friend is chayiv and benching, kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh, so I am chayiv to bench again for him. So memela, really, that's the pshat on daf mem ches. So why do you have to eat the kazayis? He says that's the rabbanan dika chumra, that they don't want you to say hazon es ha'olam and all these things if you didn't eat anything. So you have to eat a kazayis. But me'ikar adin, the halacha is that even if you didn't eat anything, I mean, me'ikar adin midaraisa, if you ate nothing, you can bench because you're chayiv midaraisa because of arvus. There are two ways to become chayiv in a bracha midaraisa, either because you ate or because of arvus. Okay, this is not a special Rosh Chiddush. This is all Rishonim Chiddush. This Chiddush is the Gemara. It's really a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Chav Tes called Af al pi sheyotza moitzi. Even if I have done the mitzvah and I was yotze, I can do it all over again. For example, like you have in hospitals, you have a person going from room to room and saying kiddush. He says kiddush for this person, right? And then he goes to the next room, you need kiddush? He makes kiddush again. How could he make kiddush 100 times? Because the Gemara says you could. The Gemara says, af al pi sheyotza, even though he already said kiddush, moitzi, he could say it again. So Rashi on the spot says, what do you mean? How can you say Kiddush again? You already said Kiddush. So Rashi, kol Yisrael arevin ze lo ze. So Memela, Rashi says, v'havi ke'ilu loy omar Kiddush. It's like you never made Kiddush because my friend didn't make Kiddush. So I'm an Orif for him, so I didn't make Kiddush. I need Kiddush. I'm an Orif for him, so, all right? Like an Orif, right? I'm an Orif. I have to make Kiddush again. So Memela, that's what the Rashi says it there. The Ran writes it over there. And the Rosh says it also. I fricked the Rosh. So then why could the woman, what's the problem by the woman? Why is the woman not able to say benching for the man? Granted that she doesn't have to bench because she doesn't have a chelik in the Oretz, but she has arvas. Zuck the Rosh. Nain. Isha doesn't have arvas. That's the pshat. Because on Daf Chof it was a Isha. And Isha doesn't have arvus. That's the difference. So now we have a teretz, Dr. Rosh. Amem ches, it was an ish. So an ish ate a kazayis. But he has arvus, so he's chayv midaraisa. So he's a chayv midaraisa, he can might see the other person deraisa. And chof, it's an isha.
She never comes to that. Even whatever she did, she was never...
Right, okay.
The man comes to that chiyuv. In other words, okay. It's not the chiyuv now, but he can come...
But let her have arvus. Let her get a chiyuv through arvus.
But she has never shy to do it herself.
That's true. So does that block out arvus? I mean... your svara is mentioned, but the pashtus... Right, I mean, even if she can't do it, but why can't she have arvus? So the Rosh says she doesn't have arvus, but he doesn't tell any marmakayimus. He does not say where he got this from. Where? How does he know a lady doesn't have arms? So the Noida Behuda, in his Sefer Dagomir Baba, you know, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and Chasam Sefer, both of them, in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph, Tzeichen Tzu, that the Mar Makam would be Taisvis. It's a Taisvis and a few Masechtas. One of them is in Yevamis, Mem Zayin, another one is in Nidid Yud Gimel. Over there, Taisvis goes on the famous Gemara, Koshin Geirim Li Yisrael Kesapachas, right? So there's different pshatim. Why are Gerim Koshin for Yisrael? So the one pshat that Rashi brings is because Gerim a lot of times don't know the halacha properly. So they end up doing things wrong. And then Kol Yisrael Arevin Zelazeh, then Kol Yisrael ends up being Arevin for the things that they do wrong. So Rashi says this pshat is not emes, because if Rashi quotes from Soita, in Soita it talks about the bris, that there were three times that Hashem made a bris with Klal Yisrael on the Inyan of Arvus. One was in Har Sinai, by Eila Dibri Bris at the end of Bechukaisei, Hashem made a bris with Arvus. Another time, Hashem made it in well, there's a machlekes what the second one was. One says it was in the Mishkan, one says it was in Arvus Moyov. And then a third time, Hashem made an Arvus with Klal Yisrael in Har Grizim and Har Evil, where we had to say the Orus, and these were the three Arvus. And then the Gemara starts counting up all the different types of Arvus, and the Gemara says actually there was 16 Arvuses in each place, because there was Baruch Bichlal, Baruch Biprat, Or Bichlal, Or Biprat, and Limud Lam, Lishmer Velasus, 4 times 4 is 16. It's a whole Cheshbin and math over there. Gemara says there were 16 Arvus in each place. So at the end of the day, there ended up with 48 Arvuses, because 3 times 16 equals 48. And the Gemara says, so every year Yid in the Midbar carried on him 48 guarantees that he's going to take care of 603,550 Yid. Because the Gemara got that number from the Pasuk, that the amount of Jews that were counted up in the Midbar was 603,550. So the Gemara says there were 48 Arvuses that every Yid took out on 603,550 Yid. Zakt Rashi, that number does not include any Gerim, because the number of 603,550 was the 12 Shvatim. So there is no Arvus on Gerim.
What about
Moyer de Kakasha. The Chikrei Lev already asked that Kasha. He says, so then it comes up, there's no Arvus on a Levi, according to that Cheshbin. It's a good Kasha. So
Or on somebody who's 20.
Also Chikrei Lev fact. It comes out that anybody under 20 is not Arvus. Very schwer. So I'll tell you what I think the Teretz is. I think the Teretz is like this, because Tosfos says, what's the big raya that Rashi is saying? Maybe it said a number that's known, but how come Rashi thinks it should say Geirim? Well, we don't know the number. So Tosfos says, no, we do know the number. There's a Mechilta. The Mechilta says there was double the amount of Jews. There were Gerim. There were Erev Rav was 1,200,000. So we do know the number. So Memela, I think Rashi's main raya is from that huge number. If there would be Arvus on Gerim, the number is three times. That's a real time. Why are you saying such a low number? You left out the people under 20. We don't know how many. You left out the Kehanim. Okay, it's 22,000, whatever it is. It's not such a big taina. But that you would leave out a number like that, maybe that's perhaps a teretz. The Achronim ask all these kashas. They ask Kehanim under 20. They ask these kashas. But anyways, that's Rashi's Raya. Excuse me? Well, they didn't get a chelik. A ger gets no chelik. He had to rent. I don't know what happened at the end. Did they all end up staying around for all 40 years? I don't know where they all, what happened to them all. But Al Kaponim, so now, the Chasam Sofer with the Dogel Miravava say that and Tosis agrees with Rashi on that. That same raya is the pshat in the Rosh, that there's no arvus on women, because since it says 603,550, if it would be women, so then it's 50-50, as we all know, it's always basically 50-50, so it should have said a double number. So Mimela, that's a raya that the women aren't arvus either. Just like the same way Rashi proved it on a Geir, that's the same way that the Rosh is proving it on a Isha. Okay, so this is the way that the Chassam Sofer with the Neida Bihuda learned the Rosh.
Does a man have arvus on a lady?
Oh, so then the Dagam Vava says that I'm not sure, how about if a man, is it only the lady doesn't have the arvus on the man, or it's both a two-way thing? Well, we're going to go get to... Excuse me?
It's not an arvus, then why a woman on a woman?
You're saying why would a woman on a woman shouldn't either?
Should also be.
Okay, Mamish, that also we'll discuss right now. Mamish, both of these things are going to be brought up right now. So, like this. The Chassam Sofer writes that Lamaise, it's very shver. Because, look in Parashas Nitzavim, open up a Chumash, and it says, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem. Right? And then it says, Tapchem Nisheichem. It says Noshim there. And it says Vigircha too, right? So really, he says that really this whole Taisvis and Rashi are really very shver. And the Rosh, they're all very shver because it says in the Torah, Beferish, that these people are in the harvest. It says Gircha. And it says Nesheichem. So how can you take them out of the arms? Oh, very good. Mamish, that's my kasha. Oh, Baruch Hashem. So like this. So the Zok Dechsam Sofer, what's pshat in the pasuk? How are we going to answer the pasuk? Says Iverish, not like the Rosh. It says Noshim have arms. It says in the pasuk Iverish, Geirim have arms. Zok Der Azoy, I'll answer it to you with a stira and two agudas. You know, there's a rishon called the aguda. He wrote a svarim called the Aguda. You know, it's brought down in all the Paiskim. So there's two Agudas. In one Aguda, the Aguda says that a woman cannot be moitzi a man because she doesn't have arvus. And in another Aguda, that's the Aguda in Shavuos, says a woman cannot be moitzi a man. And the Aguda in Sukkah says a woman does have arvus, she could be moitzi someone else. So, steer aguda and aguda. Teretz is, Zok Techsam Sofer, that avade, the women have their own kehillah of arvus. The nesheichem have a neshei arvus. And the anoshim have an anoshim arvus. And memela, the aguda was saying in the one that a woman wouldn't have an arvus to might see a man. The other aguda said a woman would have an arvus to might see a woman. This is all the Shulchan Aruch on the side of the page in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. So that's the answer to the pasuk. The same thing the geirim. The geirim have their own kehillah of arvus on geirim. And the anoshim, the other anoshim, have a arvus of their own. Now, I want to give a little geshmak into it because it sounds very interesting. What's going on here? They have a kehillah of arvus here, a kehillah of what's the a little bayer in this. So I saw a Shein Azach that the Samad Dechai, there's a Chuvus Samad Dechai, and he says a very nice pshat. He says, the Iker arvus is to stop the other person from doing something wrong. So he says, it's usually not biyodom, it's not sipik biyodom that the noshim could go stop the anoshim. But they could stop another isha. So they're b'nei shalayla made that there's a he doesn't say it, mamish, to explain this chassam sofer, but I'm saying that could be a little of a pshat in this chassam sofer. And he says also, sometimes it would be hard, maybe the Geirim would stop the Yisraelim, but they would have an arvus on themselves. Each like people that are in their own sort of community, whatever it was, they would have an arvus on themselves. That could be a little pshat in the chassam sofer.
Also Asis?
Is an arvus on Asis too, sure. Asis too. So this is what the Chassam Sofer says. Mele, he wants to stick with the Dogel Mirvava's Yesod, that a woman does not have arvus on a man, and perhaps also a man doesn't have an arvus on a woman either. They're separate. Each one has. And Mele, the halacha that comes out of this, the Dogel Mirvava says the halacha is as follows. And this happened to me, this exact case. If a person made Kiddush, and now a woman comes. I need to hear Kiddush. He would not be able to make Kiddush for her. That's the psak of the Dogo Mirvav. Because as we said before, there is two ways to become chayiv in a mitzvah. Either because you need to do it yourself, or because you became arvis for somebody else. And that's the shoyrish of the whole thing of afal pisha yotza moitzi. Even though I did it, but I'm chayiv again because of an arvis. But there is no arvis on a woman.
So the husband goes kiddush and shul at a kiddush and then goes home.
Right, exactly. But I mean, it's, let's say it like this. If it's in the day, where usually you have kiddushes in the day, it wouldn't be an issue because the whole kiddush is just bar pi agafen, and if the man drinks some more wine, he needs to say agafen. So it won't be such a, it's only at night. But if at night, this happened to me, I lived at that time in Yerushalayim where my wife's grandmother lived, and she wasn't feeling well. And so we made kiddush. And then she finally got out of bed and she walked in a little late, you know, after everyone was already by Hamoitzi. So she says, who's going to make Kiddush for me? So Lamai said there was a problem because I had already made Kiddush. And according to the Dogel Mirvava, you're not allowed. Lamaisa, we will see later that there are those who argue with the Dogel Mirvava. And La Halacha, the Mishnah Brura says we don't have to chayshish for the Dogel Mirvava. La Halacha Lamaisa.
Well, why wouldn't the Gemara Brura say the bigger Kiddush, right? If a man ate desires and the woman ate sphere, then the man would be allowed to be able to say the woman.
Yeah, it should come out, you mean. According to this...
Uh-huh. Then it will teach me both things.
I see. Well, the Gemara, because the Gemara's issue really was, is a woman chayiv in benching midrashas? The Gemara just said, l'may nafkamina. I mean, the Gemara's issue was to find out if a woman's chayiv in benching midrashas, so it has to stick to the, you know, to that shaila. But it should come out, like you're saying, a very interesting thing. Fine. So this is, so you hear, where are we holding? We're holding like this. That the Dogel Mirvava and the Chasam Sofer want to explain the Rosh that there's women and men are not Arab for each other. And the Chasam Sofer had a kasha from the Pasuk that it says Nesheichem. And he said that you're going to have to say a Chiddush that the women have their own Arabs. And the same thing for the gay. The kasha is, what is bothering the Chasam Sofer in the first place? It says Tapchem in the Pasuk. This bothered me for many years. Children have no chiyuvim at all. He's on the bar mitzvah. So why are they there? So l'chayr, they're there. We find, right, we have like Taka and Gemara Chagiga. You bring them to Hakel. You bring the children to Hakel. It's a pasuk. Why?
It's your
chiyuv. It's my chiyuv, right. They should be there. Hashem wants it to be there. Litin tzchar l'miviyayim. The pasuk says, whatever it is. So they came along. So how do you know? So I would say, why did the Tapchem come to the Nitzavim? Where did they come from? To see it, to watch. I don't know, Hashem wants them to be there. So for the same price, the Nesheichem could just be there. What is bothering the Chasam Sofer so much from the Nesheichem? Whatever the Tapchem are doing there, that's what the Nesheichem are doing there. What's bothering the Chasam Sofer? So I did not know what to do. But then I finally found a Maharit, which just makes the kasha bigger. The Maharit says like this. The Maharit says the same taina. He's writing it on Tosfos. He says, I know Tosfos has said, he agrees with Rashi, that there is no arvis for Gerim because it says the number 603550. So I know that's Tosfos. I don't agree with that. I hold that Gerim do have arvis because it says in the Torah of the Gerichah. It says in the Torah, same time that the Chasam Sofer, the Chasam Sofer answered it up. The Chasam Sofer said that there's a separate gear. But he holds it for a time. He says, and Elamai, you're going to tell me that maybe they were just found there, the Gerim, but they weren't in the Arvis. He says, no. It says, Tapchem Nesheichem also. And they for sure were in the Arvis. You hear that? He says, the Taf V'Hanoshim were for sure in the Arvis. So just like the Taf and the Noshim were in the Arvis, so then Avada the Gerim were also in the Arvis. So Memela, I disagree with Taisvis, and I hold that everybody was in the Arvis. Everybody in the whole Pasuk from beginning to end, Tapchem, Sheichem, Gercha, they're all in the Arvis. So on the one hand, I was happy. Okay, the Taf are in the Arvis. So that's the Chasam Sofer is going to go with that. But what is that supposed to mean? I had no idea. What is that supposed to mean? So then I found, Baruch Hashem, that there's a sefer Zera Avraham. Tshuvas Zera Avraham. The Tshuvas Zera Avraham attacks the Ma'arit on the Neshechem. I don't know why he didn't attack the Tapchem. But he attacked, he says, Ishtamitze. The Ma'arit forgot the Rosh. The Rosh said that women don't have arvus. The Ma'arit said, since it said Nishtapchem and Nishaychem are in arvus, so also the Gerim. Just the opposite. The Nishaychem are not in the arvus. Before Sharosh, Brachas Davchav. So the Tshuvas Sama Dechaye wrote back to him and he said, the Ma'arit did not forget any Rosh. He says, what do you think the Ma'arit meant when he said the Ketanim are in the Arvus? He surely didn't mean that the Ketanim have an Arvus. The answer has to be, Pshat Ma'arit, that they were brought because the Gedolim had Arvus on them. So when the Ma'arit wrote, the Neshechem have Arvus, the Ma'arit meant the same thing. The men have Arvus on them. So he didn't forget any Rosh. The Rosh said that the Noshim don't have any Arvus on the Anoshim. And the Ma'arit was saying that the Anoshim have Arvus on the Noshim and on the Tapim too. That's Pshat in the Ma'arit.
But what about
Kaitnos? Oh, very good. I'm going to get there in a second. Very good. So this is the Sama Dechayis Pshat, and he explains it too with his same logic. He says, why would it be that way? Why is it like different? The women don't have Arvus on the Ish, and the Ish has on the Isha. He goes with the same logic. He says, because the Ish is not Sipik Biyadah, the Isha is not Sipik Biyadah to stop the Ish. But the Ish could stop the Isha. So the Baruch Shem made the Arvus only from the Isha on the Isha and not the other way. And Memela, that's how he explains the din of the Ma'arit, that the Isha and the Katan are in the Pasuk because we are Orev on them, a one-way Arvus. That's how the Ma'arit understands. So the Ma'arit is saying, this is how the Sama Dechai, this is my Kasha right on his Pshat. I'll say it right now. So let's just get straight before I'll get to your question in a second. So the Ma'arit, according to the understanding of the Sama Dechaye, is understanding that everyone mentioned this pasuk has to do with Arvus. There's two levels. There's the Anoshim have a two-way Arvus. I have Arvus on you, you have Arvus on me. The Noshim and the Gerim is a one-way Arvus. The Anoshim have Arvus on them, but not the other way around. Now that's how he explains the Ma'arit. The problem with his explanation is that according to that, what's bothering the Ma'arit by the Gerim? It doesn't seem to finish up because let's do the same thing by the Gerim. If you're masking that the Noshim and the Taf are a one way, we can do the same thing on the Gerim and say it's a one way, meaning that I have Arvus for the Ger. And the Ger doesn't have Arvus for me, right? So why is the Ma'arit so opposed? Wait one second, wait a minute. Yeah, the Ma'arit says clearly that I hold that the Gerim have Arvus for the men and the men have the Arvus for the Gerim. He says that in his Sefer Beferish. Why would the Ma'arit do that? If the Ma'arit himself is saying that the Noshim, the Taf, is only one way, then why would the Ma'arit say by the Gerim that it's both ways? That's the Ha'ara on the Sama Dechayis Pshat. That's one Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara is that, of course, that even if you'll say that is what the Ma'arit was talking about, that he meant one way, the Chasam Sofer for sure does not hold of this one-way thing. Because the Chasam Sofer says, Beferish, that the women are totally separate from the men. Maybe they have Arvus on their own group. But the Chasam Sofer doesn't hold of this one-way. The Chasam Sofer was the one who asked the Kasha, why are the women in the Pasuk? He didn't say the Teretz of one-way. He said the Teretz is the women have their own Arvus. So on the Chasam Sofer, for sure, the Kasha will remain. What will he say by the Taf? You won't be able to use the teretz of the Ma'arid over here. And then those are two kashas that are on the pshat of the Samad Chai. And the third kasha, which I think is the strongest, what is he talking about? What does it mean that we have the adults have arvus on the katan? The katan has no averis to have arvus for. What's a translation of the words in the Samad Chai? That they were brought, the children were brought, because the adults have arvus on them. For what? Children can do whatever they want. There is no averis for children. Oh, lehazir gdoyel malaktanim, which is, one second, you mean, lehazir gdoyel malaktanim, that's true, there is a thing, that means that I cannot feed a katan something treif, that you can't be machal a katan something treif. Now, I had that havamina, maybe, that's not exactly arvus really, but maybe, you know, b'derech rechoika he means that. But I had a kasha because the Gemara learned out lahazik del malaktanim from a pasuk achariti, the pasuk of lois achilim. So how could we say that the ketanim were brought here for lois achilim, which as we already know? Later I found, since you mentioned it, that the chikrei leiv, child's achuvas chikrei leiv, that's the father of the kafachaim, in simin mem ches, brings a psikta on tapcha, on the word tapchem in this parsha, and the psikta says, what is tapchem there for? What are they coming for? Lahazhir gedoilim alaktanim. And the chikrei leiv says, I do not understand this psikta. We already know lahazhir gedoilim alaktanim from lois achilum, so I don't know what the pshat in the psikta is. So I just says, mamash, what you were talking about.
Is that necessarily different arvus? Because...
Right, it's not really arvus, it's a different kind of thing.
Right.
So, okay, so the psikta wants to say it wasn't really for arvus. It's already stretching, right? He's already going, but l'chayre, we know that already. So what did the words mean, that the gedolim of arvus on ketanim? Oh, right. Oh, so, and that's part of my problem, because we know, we paskin at Shulchan Aruch, katan oichel nevelis, right? If I see a child, al pi ikar adin, who's eating a nevela in front of my eyes, ein bezdin mitzuvin la'afrishai. You don't have to do anything. You can let him eat it. So the Mishnah Berurah brings, the parents are, yeah, mechuyev, because they have chinuch, but there's no... Now, if there is arvus, if the Samad Chai is right, that there is arvus on ketanim, of course I would have to stop. That's the whole point of arvus. You have to stop the cotton. So what's the...
But if it's the parents' chiyuv, why don't you have arvus on the parents?
Well, the parents have chinuch. That's something else. That's not arvus. That's chinuch, you know. They have an inyan of chinuch. But arvus is a thing on Klal Yisrael. So this is the greatest kasha.
So can't you learn a new thing that the chiyuv arvus on ketanim is that the chiyuv arvus on the ketanim is far as they can go?
So what far is that? But they so there's so it comes down. If you would give me something, I'll be happy. Give me one example, and I'll be happy. What arvus do I have? They have zero chiyuvim.
Nidarim.
Oh, so nidarim according to one mando amar. There's one mando amar that says that when it says mufla samuch leish can make an eder, it doesn't mean that the gedolim have to keep it. He himself has to keep it. So that's, I thought of that idea, but we don't paskin like that, Mandomar. So it's not, what are we going to do according to we paskin that what Mufla only makes a netter for everyone else, but he doesn't have to keep it himself. So,
what about
Kavod Beis HaKnesses? Kavod Beis HaKnesses? Kid doesn't have to have Kavod Beis HaKnesses. A child could eat nevela, he could do anything. He could knock down the shul and he could do anything he wants. No, the chinuch, you have to do chinuch, but he doesn't have any. There's a tshuva from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Somebody told Rabbi Kiva Eger, this is grad known, it's not just one person, but this person told Rabbi Kiva Eger, I hold that it is an aver for a katan to do avers. Because there's a Gemara, he brought a Gemara. It says in the Gemara that if a katan was rova a behema, so you kill the behema. So the Gemara asks why, the reason the Gemara has a shayla, why do we kill the behemoth? So the Gemara wants to say the reason is because takala. Because since Avera happened through this animal, you kill it. So the Gemara asks, what Avera happened? He's a katan. So the Gemara says, no. It is a takala when a katan doesn't Avera. V'rachmana hu dechas alei, Hashem has pity on him and he doesn't give him a oynish. So this person told Rabbi Kveger, you see from this Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nun Hayamid Beis, that it is an Aver for a cotton to do an Aver, just Hashem has pity and he doesn't do anything to him. So Rabbi Kveger said, wrong pshat in the Gemara. He said, my raya is because it says, Katan oichal neveilois ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrishai. And that's Allah and Shulchan Aruch. If you see a cotton eating an avela, you don't have to stop him. Zokter B'Kveger, if he's doing an avera, you would have to stop him. Zokter B'Kveger, it is no avera. Frichter B'Kveger, so what do you do with the Gemara that it's a takala? So Rabbi Kveger writes, I could just say the words of Rabbi Kveger, since it's a dover mechur, which will be an avera when he's bar mitzvah age, so that's also a takala. Okay, that's the words of Rabbi Kveger. It needs to be understood. Rabbi Kveger is very firm. Rabbi Kveger says there is no aveira for a cotton to do an aveira. So im kain, and here it's for sure, if you're going to tell me a gadol has arvus on a cotton, then there is no way that that could coincide with the fact that you're allowed to watch the cotton in the veil and let it and you're not to la fisha. So Memela, this by me is the biggest kasha on the Samba Dechai.
What can give a narrative
of
this?
Yeah.
The whole Arvus is
Arvus, you mean for his life. But you wouldn't really need Arvus for that inyan, because that we have psukim of V'cheyachicha imoch and V'hashevoisoi. We have other psukim that you have to save people from Pidyon Shvuim. The Rambam writes, if you don't do Pidyon Shvuim, you're over four lavin, I think, and one ase. So we have a lot of. We wouldn't need Arvus to get you there. I believe so. They're like, V'ahavtalecha kamoicha, lois, he brings lois samur al dam reyacha. All those things would be on a cotton too.
So maybe it is that even though you said V'ahavtalecha al dam reyacha,
we already know it.
But maybe there's arvus on, if I see a gadol being giving the veils to a cotton, mehecha taste there's arvus on that myself.
Okay, but that's l'chera on a gadol. Because the l'hazik del makan, he's doing the bad thing. So that should be arvus on the gadol.
And standing by watching
is l'chera because I'm not doing my arvus on the gadol. So this is my problem. So because I don't have an answer for Zav Dechai, but because of this, I think the pshat must be different. I think the pshat must be that the pshat in the Chumash, this is just a Chumash question, mamash. What does it mean? This is a question you could ask Friday night to any person. What does it mean, tapchem? What are they there for? So I think that the poshet pshat, all right, so we heard a psikta, shver psikta. That's Lahazik Del Malaktan. Fine. Well, L'chayr, the Pashup shot is that just like it says in the Pasuk, Es asher yeshno poya imanu ayoyim, ve'es asher einenu, that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that I'm making an arvus on all people here and all the future dairis. And if you look in Targum Yonasan, Moshe Rabbeinu says, and all the people that are einenu are also here now. Okay, he brought them all there. Now, the people who are einenu, and he brought them whatever, their neshama came or whatever, when is the arvus going to chal on them? Not now. When they're going to get born. Right? And the Gemara says, Ve'es asha einenu, ein li elo, geirim shalachshav, geirim ha'asirim, lis gayir minoyen, tamad loimar, es asha einenu. So when are they going to get the arvus? Now, or when they're going to become asirim lis gayir? Later. But somehow, however, this maimed worked, the arvus was chal forever and ever and ever. So memela, the katan, the tapchem, is no worse than the person who's going to be born in 50 years, whose neshama had to also come. So the pshat is they put arvus on everybody, lichesha yigdal. I think that must be the simple pshat in the pasuk. They all had to come and the arvus was chal on them, lichesha yigdal. Or lichesha yivolet, or when he'll get born, or when he'll be misgayer. All the people who are going to be misgayer, they're also in it. Everybody, okay. So that's, I think, the pshat in the Marit when he said tapchem. And that's why the Chassam Sofer was not disturbed at all from Tapchem. It didn't bother him, the Tapchem, because of course Tapchem are going to get the harvest and they're big. The kasha that the Chassam Sofer had was from the Noshim and the Geirim, because why are they in the Pasuk? They'll never get there. So that bothered the Chassam Sofer. That bothered the Chassam Sofer, and he came up with a teretz that they have their own kehillah. But according to my pshat now, it comes out like this, that when the Marit said that the Tapchem and the Neshechem are in the Arvus, that the Tapchem and the Neshechem are in the Arvus, the pshat in him is a two-way Arvus. The Taf on me and me on him, but not now, when he'll be Bar Mitzvah. And when he said the Neshechem, Avada the same, he meant a two-way Arvus, me for the Isha and the Isha for me. I the Rosh, 1 minute and we'll get to the Rosh. And Memela, now the Marit is very Gishmak, Zuck the Marit, and therefore I hold a Ger also, I have Arvus on him and him on me. We asked before, why did the Marit write that the Ger is a two-way, and then he compares it to the Noshim in the game, which are on one way? Pshat is, that's not what the Marit ever meant. The Marit meant all three are Shava B'Shava. The Noshim, the Tafim, and the Geirim are all Orev both ways. Me for the Isha, and the Isha for me. Me for the Geir for me. Me for the Taf for me. When it'll become Bar Mitzvah. Memeil, that I think is a real pshat in the Marit. Now the Kasha is what the Zarev Ram said. So the Marit forgot the Rosh. The Rosh said that there's no Arvus on Noshim. So why is the Marit claiming that there is Arvus on Noshim? Teretz is, Marit learns pshat in the Rosh, like Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger in Simen Zayin dingzach with the Neida Behuda. He says, pshat in the Rosh is totally different. Pshat in the Rosh is that the Rosh is a mitzumtzum case. The Rosh is by Kiddush. By Kiddush, there's no, not Kiddush. The Rosh is by Birkas Hamozin. The Rosh is by Birkas HaMazon. By Birkas HaMazon, she has no Arvus. Why is Birkas HaMazon so special? Because the idea of Arvus is, I have to do the mitzvah, and I also have to make sure everyone else does the mitzvah. It goes with a yesoy that I do it, and then I make everyone else, I also have to take care of everyone else. Zok the Rosh, being that the woman can't bench, being that the woman can't say Allah Oretz, she can't bench me the Raisa, so she doesn't have Arvus. The Gemara was discussing the Tzad, that the woman is Potter, I'm talking me, the Raisa level from benching. On that mitzvah, which she herself is not mechuyev to do, so she doesn't have to do it, so she doesn't have the expansion of having Arvus. So the Rosh is minimized to a mitzvah which she is Potter. Totally new pshat in the Rosh. But avada on a regular mitzvah that a woman is chayiv, the Rosh is 100%. I'm ire for her, she's ire for me. We're all ire for each other. Memela, that's the pshat in the Marit. The Marit is saying that Isha is arvus. And the reason it says in the Chumash, in Nitzavim Neshechem, because it's me for her, her for me. I, the Rosh, said that there's no arvus by a woman. The Rosh meant by because a Muslim there's no arvus for a woman because she has a tour. But when it comes to Lashon Hara or all the other things that a woman is chayiv, avada she has arvus. So that I think is the pshat in the Marit. Okay, so now we just finished the Iker section. It comes out that we have the following. When it says in the Torah in this week's Parsha, Tapchem Neshechem, how do they fit into the arvus? We end up with three drachim. Three drachim, how they fit in. One is from Chassam Sofer, that the Neshechem and the Gercha also are in their own private kehillah of Arvus, women for women and the Anoshim for the Anoshim. The second pshat is from the Sama Dechaye. The men have Arvus on all of them, but all of them not on us. And then you have Marit with Rabbi Kibager. Everyone has Arvus for everyone. It's a full arvus. All the people in the pasuk are one arv for the other, with no exception at all. Everyone is arv for everybody. Okay, these are the three ways to learn the pasuk.
So why does a woman have to be chayav redemption?
So in other words, because if she wouldn't, then she wouldn't have arvus either. So then she wouldn't have any way to get chayav enough to mighty the man. If she wouldn't, right, in other words, if she doesn't bench herself because she's out excluded because of aretz, so she wouldn't be chayiv herself, and neither would she be able to get the chiyuv of arvus because anything which you don't have to do, you don't have arvus. And therefore, taka, she wouldn't be able to be mighty the man. That's how we
convey. You have the potential to do something to have arvus.
Right, you have to have, right, the, right, if you're, right, in that mitzvah, potentially, then you have the arvus, right. But if you, that's how we convey explains the rush. Okay, so we have two ways to explain the rush. And that's why, as we said earlier, that the Sharatzi and Mishnah Berurah brings the Neidah B'Yehuda's Pshat down, where the Neidah said that the Rosh holds there's no arvus from man to woman. It says, Avol Rabbi Kiveger Hoichiach Berayis Berurois, that we do have arvus on the Isha and the Isha on a man, and the halach, it looks like from the way he wrote it that he holds that's a halach. Okay, now that we got that nailed down, we'll go to the following question. The Achroinim, many Achroinim, many, many Svarim, start asking a lot of kashas on the rush. They say they all went with the other pshat, that the rush was saying that there really is no arvus from a isha to a isha. They said there's gemaras all over, not like that. They bring one gemara, the story from Chanina ben Taradia was taken in by the goyim in Avodah Zarah in Yitzayin, and the Romans had made a gzeri, now I'll learn Torah. So they said, why are you learning? He says, kasher tzivani, Hashem Elokai. That's what he told them. So they said, okay, Sreifa. And then they said his wife is going to get a punishment. She's going to have to sit Bekubash al Zainis. No, that's the daughter. And the wife, I forgot what they said. They gave her a Einish too. I don't remember now what the Einish. Each one got an Einish. So the Gemara says, how did such big tzaddikim deserve such a big Einish? So the Gemara says, Rav Chinin ben Taradion, he one time said Hashem's name, the real shame I'm a fayrish. Why did he do it? Because it says you're allowed to do it in order to be malamed. You're not allowed to stam as I do it, but to be malamed you could do it. But the Rebbein Shem had a taina on him that he should have done it more betzina. Some people found out about it. He didn't do enough betzina. That's why his punishment. Why was his wife punished? Because she wasn't moicha on him. She wasn't moicha on him. So you see that she has arvus. How can you say that Isha doesn't have arvus? You see over here she does have arvus. Then they bring the other story in Shabbos Nundal Adam and Beis. It says that Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah had a cow that used to go out on Shabbos with a ritzua Shabbain Karnel. So the Gemara says Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah's cow, he gave Meiser 12,000 cows. So what's up is his cow, his cows. So the Gemara says he didn't do it, his Shechina did it, his neighbor did it. And he, since he wasn't moicha on her, so that's considered his aveira, and then it goes a whole daf about all the things. If you're not moicha on somebody, it's your aveira, and it goes a whole daf. No, so it's a isha and isha. Oh, very good. So that what I think the answer to that, and to all the other gemaras that they bring more. They can bring the gemara in Saita that it says over there that if the person wasn't moicha on his benoisav and on his daughters-in-law from znus, so then he dizaveira and now the water won't be boidic. Also a case of an isha nisha. So I think the answer is very pashut, like you just said. There is arvus is one thing, and then there's another thing. There's a pasuk in the Torah. Toicheach, toicheach es amisecha, veloisisa alav chet. So, right, you have to give musar to your friend. Veloisisa alav chet. What does those words mean? So, most people know the Rashi. Rashi says, don't do it in a way that will embarrass the person. But in the Unkelus, it says, it means, and do not bear his chet. Velosa kabel al dilei choiva. And the Rabbeinu Yoina is ma'arich on this twice in Sefer Shai Tshuva Rabbeinu Yoina, where he says that if a person sees someone else doing an aveira and he doesn't give him the hoichacha, then he will get the aveira. Now, that mitzvah of hoichach techeach asamisecha, of course, applies equally to a ish with a isha. And it's from a woman has to give techacha to a ish. No one ever chalomed otherwise. And ish has to give techacha to a isha. And mimela, that's a different way that a person can end up getting the chait that someone else did by lacking, by not doing techacha. So all these marmakaimis that these gemaras, our Miushev. Of course, since she didn't give Teichacha to her husband, so she got his chait. And since he didn't give Teichacha to the neighbor, he got her chait. And since he didn't give Teichacha to his daughter-in-law in the Gemara and Saita, so he got her chait. So now, that's separate. Then there's Arvus. So fine, these Achreinim want to paskin that there's no Arvus from a man to a woman. Now, if you'll ask, well, so what's the difference between the two? I mean, if everything is already covered from Teichacha, so who cares with what did Arvus help? What do you need Arvus for? You're already covered with Teichacha. It even goes on Ish with the Isha. So who needs the Arvus? So I think the answer is like this. There are two Iker things where there is no mitzvah of Teichacha. One is what Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau writes in Chelek Gimel of his Sefer, that the Loshin in Chazal, in Brachos Lamed Alf, and in Erech in Yud Zayin, is Haroye Es Chaveiroi, I don't remember the exact words, I think, Oyseh Dover She'enoi Hagun, Chayev Lo Hechichoi. Zok the Yerucham Fishel, from the words of Chazal, we see the Chiv of Teichach, I'm talking about the Iker Din, you know, the Iker Chiv Deraisa, is when you see with your eyes that the person is doing an Aveir. But if, let's say, you suspect that he's doing an Aveira, or you heard that someone's doing something wrong, you cannot say that is the Chiv Deraisa of Teichach. The Chiv Deraisa of Teichach is only when you see the person. And the Rambam says exact same words, Haroya Es Chaveir. When the Rambam says the mitzvah Esev Teichach in Perek Zayin of Days, he writes Haroya Es Chaveir. Oh, so there's your first chilek. As far as Teichacha, the mitzvah say is only if you saw. As far as Arvus, it doesn't have to do if you see. The Gemara says the classic example of Arvus was that Klal Yisrael, the Iker Sugi of Arvus in Sanhedrin, was Klal Yisrael was Arvus for Ochan, that he took from the no one saw him, they didn't even know who he was. And the Gemara says they still had Arvus. So the Arvus is not because you see it. You have Arvus for Klal Yisrael. You have to do everything you can to stop anyone. The Gemara asked that Kasha. The Gemara says, why isn't that even Nistars? The Gemara says, his family knew. If his family knew, it's already not Nistars. And that's a big child. Why? Why? So what if his family knew? No one else knew. The Meiri says, because the Sanhedrin has to have FBI. And they have to be able to crack into every case. And if it's Shayach and they didn't, they're responsible. And so if he did it when no one saw, so that's Mamshin starts. But if the whole family knew, if they had good enough police, they would have found out. Hazei state in the Meiri. Al Kaponim, that's the Chiyuv of Arvus. The second Afkamina is that there's a Mishkan Eis Yaakov. He says on the Gemara of Eli. Eli HaKoyen said to Chana, Admosai tishtakorin, right? This happened to be on Rosh Hashanah, right? He said to her, why are you shikr? And then she said, I'm not shikr, I'm isha kshas ruach, and so on and so on. So the Gemara says, mikan, that if you see someone doing something wrong, you should give him mussar. Because he gave her mussar. So Frektai says, mikan? I think it's a pasuk. Hoicheach toicheach esami sechel. Why is it mikan? And for Tosis, because being shikr and davening is a drabon. So it doesn't go into hecheach techeach es amisecha. So it's only mikan. So the Prima God, the Rosh Yosef on the daf says, but that's all good according to some Rishayim. But the Rambam says that if you're over on a drabonon, you're also over on loisasser. So if you did a drabonon, then actually you did loisasser. So then why it should weiter be a deraisa of loisasser, and it should not have to be mikan. And for the Mishkanes Yaakov, you know, the Mishkanes Yaakov, the brother of the Keren Oyer, answers that the teretz is midoraisa, there's only hoicheach techiach when you know he's doing an aveir. But if you see him doing something and you suspect it's an aveir, but you can't be sure, there's no derais of hecheach techiach. So he didn't know she was shikr. She seemed to be shikr. But as you see, she wasn't. So there's no derais of techiach. It's only the rabbanon when you're not certain. So it's both similar nafkaminas. One is if you didn't see it, you heard it or you think it. And one is if you did see it, but you don't know what you're seeing. They're very similar. All this is only covered by Arvus. is Memela, comes out that that would be the answer. There's two separate chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv of oichiach techiach.
The aspect of being mitzi, that itself is enough to be known.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Arvus, for sure, for as far as being mitzi, but we can't say like that Parshas Nitzavim was created to be mitzi with a bracha, right? When Hashem made the whole arvus, that Hashem is telling them, and now if you don't have arvus, you're going to get punished, and the whole thing. That wasn't... Why did Hashem say all that? You have a chiyach techiach already. So the answer is no. Chiyach techiach is much more limited. It's only if you see the person and you mamish know he's doing an aveira. So on that, the Rebbeinu Shem put in the whole thing of arvus, that mamish, you get punished for anything that you could stop, even if you didn't see it, even if you just heard about it, anything like that, you have to stop it. So, then the kash is, why do you need hoich? After you have arvus, why do you need hoicheach? So the Chikrei Lev asks that. And the Chikrei Lev answers that Arvus would only require me to stop you when I really could stop you. But what if I feel I can't stop you? You still have to tell the person anyways. There's still a chiyav hoichiach techiach to tell him, even if you think he won't listen and you can't really stop him, there's a mitzvah techiach. And I said another nafkamina. Even though Arvus also, it seems, I mean, it's not as strong, maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's not as strong. I said another nafkamina. What if, as Arvus, you see a person doing an aver, you tie him up and put him in handcuffs, and he won't do it. But you won't be yotzei chayach. You have to tell the person you're doing wrong, and you have to do tshuva. That's another nafkamina. So, all right, it's almost Meir, I don't want it. So, Bekitzer, let's just sum it up quickly. It comes out that there are three shitas in the Tapchem Neshechem. Either it's separate arvuses, or it's a one-way arvus, or it's all the way both ways. There's kashis, if you say there's no arvus from men on women from different gemaras, and the answer to all the gemaras is that those are all out to cheyach, and that's definitely a two-way thing. And the reason you need arvus with teichacha is because arvus is much more inclusive, even if you don't see it. And the reason you need teichacha and you can't just stick with arvus is, firstly, even if you can't stop him, you have to say the teichacha, and stam, you have to say it.
What do you do with this? I hate to face it, that the game we're even there says, Asher b'kerach ma'atzeach. What do you do with Asher b'kerach ma'atzeach? Maybe they weren't even there.
But the words are like this. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem lifnei Hashem elokeichem, v'asheichem shivteichem zikneichem sheitreichem, v'gercho asher b'kerach
ma'achanecho.
Right, that means
that they were...
The gerim that live in your machaneh are standing here. The gerim that your neighbors, the gerim that live with you, are standing here.
Why does it have to mention Asher b'kerach ma'achanecho at all?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I still...
What do you push? Push this or this?
Okay, fine. I saw a goal.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? Oh, yeah, I have